Welcome to the show, George.
Thank you very much.
And George is with the Ornella, isn't that right?
That's correct.
And tell us, what's it all about out here in Howth?
The RNLI is the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, which has a lifeboat station in Howth. We have two lifeboats in Howth, an all-weather lifeboat, a Trent class, and a D-class lifeboat.
And I believe you saved some lives recently.
Last year we were the busiest station in Ireland with 48 call-outs, and we've rescued 60 people last year. And the RNLI in, overall in Britain and Ireland last year had about 8,500 lifeboat calls and rescued about 8,500 people.
And what's it like to save a life?
It's very satisfying. You get a sense of fulfilment, and you're doing good for the community, for your fellow man.
And talking about community, everybody in the RNLI in Howth, they all have to live nearby, isn't that right?
Yeah, to be on a lifeboat crew, you have to live or work near the station, because when we get a lifeboat call, all the crew are carrying pagers, and when the pager goes off, both lifeboats can be gone out of the harbour in less than 10 minutes.
Just as quickly as that?
Yeah, so that's why it's essential to live close by or work close by the lifeboat station.
And how long, you know, does it take to save somebody? It depends on how far out they are, I suppose.
It can be. I mean, if it's somebody in the harbour, we can be there in a matter of minutes. If it's further out, it takes a bit longer. Can't really say how long it takes. Just depends where the person or the casualties are.
And how long can a person survive in the water in Ireland?
That depends on how the person is dressed, what clothing, what protective clothing they're wearing. So that's why, when you're going to sea, it's essential to be prepared, to wear proper warm clothing, to wear oilskins, and most of all to wear a life jacket. A life jacket it will be considered the most important piece of safety equipment to have.
And are there a lot of stupid people in this country that don't wear life jackets?
I'd say there's a lot of people in this country who don't wear life jackets. There are, I'm afraid. It's law in Ireland to wear a life jacket, and there's a lot of people don't adhere to it, and unfortunately a lot of people pay the price.
I know. Will there be a lot of jet skiers and people like that that just say, ah, we don't need one or something, or who'll be the main culprits?
Basically everybody. It doesn't matter what they're on, jet skis, sailing boats, fishing boats. There are a lot of people who sort of ignore the life jacket and think that I'm never going to need one.
Never going to need one. And you said there was you saved a few people a couple of days ago. You had a call out.
Yeah, on Saturday we had to rescue a fishing boat which was sinking 30 miles out from Howth. We went out to the fishing boat, put a pump aboard the fishing boat and pumped the water out and towed the fishing boat home. And same last night, we had another fishing boat. Luckily enough, he was only a mile from Howth. His engine had stopped and we had to go and tow him in.
Oh, that's really fantastic work you're doing out here. And you're relying on voluntary funding to keep this going, I believe.
Yeah, the RNLI is totally voluntary. All our money will come from voluntary donations. Our equipment, everything we have is funded by volunteers or by voluntary contributions from the public. We have a fundraising thing going on at the minute. We're trying to raise money for new life jackets for the lifeboat crews. A life jacket for a lifeboat man is costing just short of €400. And we're doing a fundraising at the minute to try and raise money for that.
And over the centuries, I think there have been people who have been very generous to the RNLI. Is that not so?
Oh, there have been, yeah. Our all-weather lifeboat is called Rye Barker No. 3. It's the third lifeboat that Roy Barker has funded. When Roy Barker died, he left the RNLI $6.2 million in as well. And Roy Barker was a farmer from the Midlands in the UK.
Amazing, isn't it? A farmer from the Midlands in the UK gives all that money.
Yeah. A lot of our money comes from legacies, and a lot of the boats will have the donor's name on them.
And Mrs. Sinead De Valera was involved in the launching of Well, I Thought It Here, wasn't she?
She was, yeah, back in 1962, we got a new lifeboat, and she named the lifeboat out.
She named it, and who else have we got here? I mean, there's so many pictures here in the RNLI of the guys in action, and the unveiling of the memorial of the RNLI, I think, is very worth talking about.
Yeah, back in 2009, there was a memorial unveiled down at our training centre in Poole and Dorset to commemorate all lifeboat people who lost their life during lifeboat work. Since the RNLI was formed in 1824, just somewhere in the region of 800 lifeboat people have lost their lives doing lifeboat work, doing rescue work.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And if you had a message out there for people going to be going yachting and jet skiing and windsurfing and partaking, because we live around water, so there's an awful lot of activities, particularly in the summer, what would the message be?
Go well prepared. Be prepared for any eventualities that's going to happen. Play it safe.
Play it safe. Look, folks, that's great. George Duffy from the RNLI, thank you very much, and telling us all about the organisation. And we're back to you in studio, John.